Thank you, everyone, so very much for taking time out of your busy schedules to listen to this broadcast. This is Lynn, Mystic Healer, with, my gosh, this is Spiritual Emergency Training. And, yes, I have a special guest today to be on the program. His name is Rich Procida. He is a constitutional lawyer. And he also has worked with Social Security Admin out of California to help people, and also the Poor People's Campaign.org. He got really involved to help the Poor People's Campaign.org groups. And he's also been very involved with impeachment proceedings and why we need to bring in real democracy for our country. So welcome, Rich. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Lynn.
So your Bible studies for progressives, how can that be impacted in a way that we can get the information out of how it pertains to why we need to stop the insane warring profiteers and the drug war related and guns, you know, having a nation with that's under guns and drugs and war, and how to change it. So go for it.
Well, you can find my podcast on any of the podcast sites. It's called Bible Study for Progressives. And one of the things is that we have a situation here now where people, where the election, I mean, think of this, that there's something described as demonic. Now, that doesn't mean that there's a supernatural demon or anything, and it's not necessarily a sort of personal, small, disembodied entity that causes people to do bad things. That may be the case in some instances, but the demonic is really the expression of a collective evil heart, the heart of the American people. We have a group of people, 40% of Americans, believe it or not, who express this sort of, well, we have nationalism and hatred and bigotry and violence. And for some reason, it's okay with them. It's part of what, you know, Trump, you know, everybody kills people, all these people, you know, these excuses. And then we had a recent revealing of the types of torture that the government engaged in Guantanamo, with an artist who was tortured there, drawing depictions of their torture. So there's something in the heart of humanity that is evil, and we call that demonic. And so what happens when it comes to national politics is that this evil heart in people, this desire, and some people want to say there's only fear and love, but there's not only fear and love, there's evil. That's one of the things that the Holocaust taught us, is that, you know, we're not just going to keep progressing to some ideal state of humanity. We're going to, that we still have very deep and serious wounds. And so in the heart of humanity is something that's gone awry, and it gets expressed in politics so that we can go ahead and put children in cages. We can torture people in other countries. We can justify the murder and slaughter of people and look the other way. As long as the profits keep coming and our economy is okay and people don't have to worry about their security or anything else, they're going to continue, that people will not care and not be informed and allow this stuff to happen because it benefits them. So this is a real deep spiritual crisis, a spiritual emergency that the country and nations are overcoming. And then in the end, what happens is we get this stream of nationalism, and suppression. And you, even in these countries like North Korea and the Philippines and in the United States, huge support for dictators. We have a real threat to democracy coming. When the president is able to violate the law with impunity, we no longer have a democracy. So a president who is above the law is incompatible with a democratic form of government. And the reason we have to do impeachment is because our democracy is under threat. And so this sort of all evolves into some type of dictatorship, Nazism, in which the evil controls the government. And all these people who get all this power and then do evil things, what is, how come they rise to the top? How is it that they end up leading us? There's something in people that allows and causes this to happen. And so that's where spirituality into politics comes, because every spiritual person, or the height of spirituality, is compassion for all of life, humanity. And in scripture, even the animals will let, the lion will lay with the lamb type of imagery. It's of course a Jewish hyperbole that when God rules the world, there will be peace, so much peace that even the animals will live in peace with one another. So it's something that people have to come to recognize, that our goal is not to pursue our interests as a nation. As a nation, we are to be a light to the nations. We are to be a shining example of what it means to be ruled by God. So our role as government is to help the least of us. That's
Little bit fuzzy again. Can you speak up, please?
Yes, sure. Our goal is to help the least of us, lift up the lowly. That is not to pursue our national interests. It's not to make sure the economy is running good. And well, people have jobs. Yes, that's important. But our main goal should be to lift up the least and the lowly, the sick, the disabled, the poor. And a lot of these people have gone through trauma, and it's a trauma sometimes that our system or our culture perpetuates. So, but in any case, that should be the goal of nations, to lift up the lowly, not only in their own nation, but in other parts of the world as well, and to eschew violence and to seek justice. And so that's the type of heart that people have to have now to
Can you make a reference to, like, you know, let's just go through the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, for liberty and freedom and justice for all, right? So yeah. I'm just, you know, isn't that, aren't we all made in the image of God, right? Aren't we?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so... And aren't there 100 Bible verses about loving your enemy?
Yes, there are. Right, yes.
Okay, and then what was it Jesus said, to forgive 7 times 70, right?
Yeah, yes, that means a whole lot.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to equate, you know, our all these different... people being paid to run our USA government positions from schools, states, cities, you know, Chamber of Commerce to, let's see, you know, the county commissioners group to state Congress to national levels. And all of their meetings start out with the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. So how are they promoting this God within each person? So direct contact and soul gifts and, you know, life purpose and those God-given, inalienable human rights. that come from each person's God-given gifts that are in part of their soul matrix, right? Because mind, body, soul, they were really realizing, my gosh, we've been cut off from our soul energies, and that's why we're in so much trouble on this planet, because we were cut off from source. I mean, who would Jesus teach to kill? Bomb. Mass bomb. I mean, how can Christians be pro-life but pro-bomb? Oh, pro-war. Pro-bomb. It can't register, does it? How did that happen? Hello? Did I lose you?
Hello?
Yeah, Rick.
Hi, Lynn. Sorry. Another call came in and I accidentally turned off the phone.
Oh, okay. So, I'm just trying to, who would Jesus teach to bomb, you know, or to kill, you know? I mean, really?
Nobody. Yeah, nobody.
Okay, so why are we teaching people to kill each other? Like, why do we have Saudi Arabia, you know, people being taught over here how to kill people, right? Bomb,
yep.
and war, teaching war, and war games? I mean, it doesn't register. You know, how to shoot, and then they say, oh, but that's defense. But no, not now, not with the evolution of our consciousness and internet, cell phones, and language apps worldwide. If someone, red, yellow, black, or white, all have the same basic need, right?
Yes.
Red, yellow, black, and white. All of us. We have same basic needs, same basic emotions, and behavioral science now knows if anyone is angry or upset, their answers are inside of them. I'm trying to get people to Google that information for verification at a behavioral science, quantum physics, and the spirituality of the physics of spirituality, but Nassim Hariem, and on and on. We know now that, oh my gosh, if you're angry, upset, your answers are inside of you. And there's karma. You know, you reap what you sow. So why? What are we sowing? Why aren't we paying people to be kind and compassionate, you know, instead of kill and drug and maim it, you know?
Yeah, we're not really paying people. And that's another set of our priorities. Are we really taking care of people? Are we really lifting up the lowly? Are we just pursuing our own interests and our own desires? And some of these desires that we as human beings have aren't very good. I was just reading on Prince Andrew how he was out philandering, and no wonder Sarah Ferguson ended up divorcing him. But there's a desire for violence. There's a vicarious desire to hurt other people. There's a sort of sadism in people's hearts. And a lot of these Christians are people who have beliefs, religious beliefs. It doesn't seem like they really believe them, because if they did and they actually read the Bible, it's just that they read it and see what they want to see in it. And the Bible warns us about this. And the Bible is really a warning about religious people and religious institutions, as well as about a warning about the powers and the empire. But religious people, if they see what they want to see in it, and they just enforce various customs and rules, and this went on in Judaism, and Jesus was going around not always following the law, maybe not washing his hands, eating with sinners, violating all these rules that the elite has set up to put them on top and everybody else below them. So they're not really believing the ideology. They're not believing the theology. They're not really paying attention to that. They're just believing what they're told, and they're not very critical about it. So while there may be answers inside them, there's also answers in therapy. There's answers in on the outside too, because a lot of this, like the demoniacs in the Bible, the demon possessed, that represents the effects of oppression on human beings. And sometimes I think that's what we see in some homeless people. I mean, obviously people who have been dysfunctional either in their personality or sick and unable to work or unwilling to work or whatever it is, that you can see in their face and how their age just, and their loss of teeth and the craziness, and seeing them the effects of past trauma. And that past trauma, whether it's the abuse in the home or police abuse, or I mean, trauma affects people a lot. And here we are slaughtering. To think of what happens in some of these other countries, people running away from violence, whether it's from gangs or from government oppression, to think about what they have to do, and then think, well, we don't have to be shot at when we go out in the streets and protest. Our free speech is not as suppressed. There are gatekeepers, but it's not suppressed. We're not facing the threat of jail time if we stand up and go out and protest.
Hey, wait a minute. That's not really true. You know, Standing Rock, you know, and the Indians, we really have to get through to, you know, people that understand what really happened to the Indians, okay? And you might want to check Murder by Decree, murderbydecree.com. Check out the information on that website, you know. And then also to the slavery, you know. I mean, come on. You know, I mean, how did the Vatican, you know, and how did all the Christians really allow, you know, slavery to be perpetuated? You know, I mean, and you know, and then the atrocities, you know, in the home against women too, and yet the men, it's like, oh, we're gonna, you know, we're just, if women want pro-choice, what happens to the guys? You know, where's their, what? Oh, it's okay. They're, you know, they get off. I mean, what, you know, I mean, why don't they understand on the planet we have to grow up individually and collectively? And that's why I go to Heart and Soul Community Services, a New Age, WPA. People go, oh, New Age, they get all freaked out. But the truth is, we need to grow up on planet Earth. All red, yellow, black, and white, we're all connected. It's just a friggin' house in the multiverse. It's it. That's what we got. And we better hurry up and come together as a species, red, yellow, black, and white, and have community services at heart and soul level, with a good basic income, with health care. You know, people can't get this for some reason, that people need a tiny house, a safe space, and they need to find out who they really are, why they're here, and then resonate with, are they here for land, sea, water, air, animals, trees? I mean, what are environment or new growth or new, you know, hydroponics or, you know, edible landscaping crews with, you know, all new food sourcing locally and clean water programs, clean air. I mean, what are they here for? Maybe they're here for specific types of animals. Maybe they're here for different, you know, age groups or activities or multicultural art development, like USDAC, everyone, USDAC.org, United States Department of Arts and Culture. Why aren't we paying people to advance with, you know, United States, like Department of Arts and Culture programs and movement therapies and, you know, medical hypnosis, which already heals moderate to severe psychiatric disorders, already heals it with no drugs. I mean, why aren't we talking about these alternative mind-body-spirit healing centers that should be open 24/7? And if someone's angry, upset, red, yellow, black, or white, it's just known. You know, hey, you're messed up. Go get some help. Go get some healing. You need to get some healing. You need to relax, let go, let God, God first, right, Christians, God first, and get in touch with the divine Holy Spirit realm and find out what happened to you. Is it this life trauma that you're still attracting? You know, your relationships or lack or whatever? The universal cosmic laws, they're really real. You know, we forgot about them. And they bring in real human rights, and they bring in the real, you know, Declaration of Human Rights and our Declaration of Independence and real sovereignty and our Constitution, where we should be going with real democracy individually and collectively at resonance levels. No, no, instead, we're still hiring for U.S. citizen soldiers, U.S. Army National Guard. Instead of Pell Grants for veterans, they're pushing, what is it? Oh, you get to have STEM. You get special STEM money, too. So you get your income, you get your health care, and you get these benefits of, oh, yeah, more AI, right? And more, that means transhuman super soldiers. That means robotic warfare programming. That means biochemical nuclear technology. What is all that used for? It's evil. It's evil. I mean, why are we allowing our government to be run with the corporatocracy of these large corporations with, you know, that are destroying our land, sea, water, air, individuals and collectives on the entire planet? What is going on? Ah.
What I was talking about was not so much that there aren't problems. There are certainly problems. Police are have killed a lot of black and brown people. We have children being separated from their parents, locked in cages. You know, and the whole prison system is unjust and violent. We can't protect people in prison, even high-profile criminals. We can't protect. And then there's a cover-up. We have a president who is a corrupt and above the law, who's working to undermine our democracy so that he can install himself again. And so, yeah, there's a lot of problems. But what I was talking about is that we have a responsibility to care for and help others, and not just on the personal level, but on a political level. That the mission of God is for the whole world. God is the creator of the entire cosmos and is the, for lack of a better term, the ruler of all the nations of the world. So we need to act like that as if God, or that God as a metaphor for all the, for good, for love, for charity, for compassion, that God is what we should be seeking in our government, or God meaning justice and care. But what I was really talking about was our responsibility to take a stand, to get out into the streets, to write, to speak, to support these causes, because in some countries, if you go out into the street and protest, you're shot at, you're beaten, you know, there are mobs that will kill you. We don't have to face that here. So nobody needs to be sitting on there feeling afraid to go to a protest or making excuses for why you're not participating. Or worse yet, not even being involved. I talked to a guy just recently, a young black man who was giving me a ride from the rental car place, and doesn't even know what's going on in the country. Doesn't even know that Trump is about to be impeached. I had to explain to him that he had done something in Ukraine, not even aware of what's happening in the world. So that's
the proliferation. You know how I didn't mean to jump in on that, but it's so critical, because really, you know, like Buddha was always saying, it's ignorance, and then Jesus would say it's lack of love, right? Well, it's kind of both right now, and I'm having a hard time, because I don't understand why people aren't backing Veterans for Peace. I mean, Jesus was a peacemaker, okay? And Code Pink, and UNAC, United National Anti-War Coalition Groups, okay? And I don't understand how Christians and all the major religions, Jewish and the Muslims, real Muslims, go to whyislam.org, whyislam.org. Real Muslims pray 5 times a day and don't believe in any violence. So how did we get so hateful, yet we have, you know, 883 military bases in 177 countries? I'm just trying to figure this out. Like, how did that get so out of alignment that we are, you know, and it's mostly been for, you know, going into, you know, more, and there's more violence and warring, this whole warring situation with more money for the military-industrial complex, with, you know, a lot looking at MKUltra and looking at what the proliferation of that really is when, hey, you know, why do we have satanic temples? Why are they allowed? You know, what's that? You know, openly, like, what? You know, like, what? I just, what are we really up against? And human trafficking, okay? And then the pedophilia in the churches. Well, and in homes or what have you. I mean, how did that get, I mean, what has happened to, you know, love and honoring who each person is? Their God-given inalienable rights is actually, those God-given, those are soul gifts. You know, those are given by God to share, and those gifts are always everyone. They're divine. They're creative. They're loving, full of love, light, peace, gratitude, forgiveness, caring, sharing, the values of real Christianity and what our country is supposed to pull together, you know, and come together with real democracy for the people, by the people, and part of it goes by, you know, looking at the atrocities and what's really been going on the planet. And how dare, you know, I mean, Bernie Sanders and what he's done with ourrevolution.org, I think, and Elizabeth Warren trying to speak up too about the corporatocracy, plutocracy, and, you know, the major, you know, companies involved in those, archonic. I mean, really, a lot of them are just such for greed and profiteering at the total demise of health over, you know, total, you know, denial of human rights and love. It's just appalling, isn't it?
Well, yes, I think we need to recognize that, and sometimes good people don't really recognize this, but what's going on in other people can be pretty bad. I mean, and even in ourselves, if we want to recognize our dark side, human beings have a dark side. And that has been evident from ancient times and probably before recorded history. And so there's partly a situation that is created by nature or the environment. In other words, there's land to fight over, there's resources to fight over, but there's also, Nietzsche may have called it the drive for power, the need for power or control, and there's immaturity. I've been studying a lot about narcissism and how malignant it is and how, what is a person thinking when they're interacting with you? And if you're dealing with a narcissist, they're thinking about trying to get information to use against you. So, and good people always fall into that trap because we tend to think, and liberals tend to think, oh, things are going to progress, everybody's going to get better. And in some ways it's true, there is progress. But is it fast enough for us? There's something in the human heart. And so if we go back to the ancient times, we can begin to see that playing out even in the ancient world. So this has been going on for a long time, Lynn, not just recently, not just now.
Now we have internet, cell phones, and language apps. You learn to talk to people instead of kill them. You know, you learn to find out, oh, they have the same basic needs. Oh, I wonder how that can be shifted. Well, for one thing, it's the money right now. Sorry, it is. It's this, the financial institutions of what's going on in worldwide with finances related to, you know, are we going to go green and get off fossil fuels? Are we going to go interstellar? Are we going to go to free energy device? Are we going to, you know, bring in the implementation of these different projects and programs? But for me, the main thing is if we keep perpetuating these systems where you divide, conquer, separate families, and then and communities, you know, by warring, by evil thought forms, by fear-based programming where, you know, we're perpetuating more guns and more drugs and more, you know, poverty causes stress, stress causes disease. And how do you cope with disease right now? Well, mostly you take more drugs or you grab a gun and you know, revenge or whatever. I mean, we have to realize law of attraction and reap what you sow and some basic universal laws. That we weren't taught. Okay, we weren't taught that. We weren't taught that. We were taught there was all these enemies everywhere. When actually, you may be in relationship sleeping with the enemy. Truly. I mean, because we weren't taught to have self-love. You know, Jesus talks about it, the power of our thoughts. Who are you and why are you here? It's always divine and creative. You know, we're supposed to be growing that, the good in each person. But they don't know who they are, why they're here. Most everyone I've worked with, their chakras are just all different colors, blocks, big, huge blocks in their throat or heart or, you know, lower chakra, fear and all kinds of, you know, different relationship problems. I mean, it's really, it's massive that we weren't taught how to use our, I call it intergalactic, eternal, multidimensional soul energies. But no, they want us down on this low level of perversion a lot and darkness and sadistic, masochistic, bizarre, you know, creepy. I mean, and attention, and some of it's just straight out intentionally evil. The other is those that are perpetuating these systems out of power and manipulation and control and actually like to see torture and suffering and what have you. And didn't Trump even run on that? Wasn't that out there? Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. More torture, right? More waterboarding?
Yeah. Huh? He did. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He did say that.
So how can any Christian back that? How?
Yeah, but there isn't any justifiable reason why any person who would call themselves a spiritual or religious person would back that type of behavior. No reason at all.
Yeah, and his association with women. And do we really know his association with Epstein? I don't know how much we really know about it, but, you know, it looks like he and Melania sure knew him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think with Epstein, which is a very interesting situation. I mean, this has been going on since ancient times as well, that there may even be sort of a blackmail network that's attached to that. But
of course,
if you have so much money and you can do things and you think you can get away with things, that's the thing. Sometimes it's a blessing not to have that much, not to have too much money or not to have our problem here, like in the United States with food, we have enough, people can buy as much food as they want. We end up with people who are overeating. But there's that, this sexual sort of perversions or, well, I mean, I don't like to say that because people have their own secret sexual desires, but can they really act those out? If we had enough money and we had enough power, what would we do with it?
Okay, we could be teaching mandatory. Okay, we really could worldwide. Healing Touch Practitioner programs. Check them out, everyone. HTP, Healing Touch Practitioners. Yeah, and it's a form of, it's an advanced form of Reiki, and I'd say Shiatsu to an extent a little bit, you know, craniosacral and maybe reflexology and polarity movements and Kundalini and blah, blah, blah. So we have all these beautiful, evolving consciousness, heart, mind, body, soul, movement therapies, art, music, singing, dance. What do you resonate with? You know, and why? You know, why? What you put out there, what are you bringing back? What are you attracting from your thoughts? You know, and are they in low level, really kind of negative, creepy, you know, fear-based? Then you're going to attract more of that. You know, and then to get away from it right now, we've been taught and trained, you fight it, kill it, drug it, move it, you know, no. And, you know, people don't get that we're reaping what we sow as a country. Our country is supposed to be leading this whole planet into enlightenment, peace, ascension, caring, gratitude, interconnected communities of enlightenment, green, I mean heavenly, interstellar travel to with the benevolent movement of progress, of our evolution, of our consciousness and the planet. We're supposed to clean it up individually to our own selves. You know, and I mean, we all have healing to do, but we're supposed to be paid, taught and trained to be compassionate and help and heal one another and develop all these healing art forms with each other. Not, you know, not this like dragging and jailing and killing and worrying and guns and, you know, human trafficking and satanic ritual stuff. I mean, what's going on? Where's the love? We were taught. See, that's what I keep coming back to. You know, why is there so many soul therapists out there? You know, Super Soul Sundays, and, you know, I do a soul activation processing. There's all kinds of people that are empowering the inner psychic intuition abilities, you know, with each other. And we're trying, you know, but, you know, the dark news web, so to speak, I think that's why it's really critical that BBS Radio, thankyou.com, we're doing this, and then hopefully we can get some of the billionaires involved that really care. We have to shift the political propaganda machines worldwide. We really do. You know, and I think that we have the political science groups, you know, the colleges. We have the Alliance of Mayors.org. You know, we have Impeachment University out there, everyone bringing in our real divine legislative potential that we can co-create, you know, because we have internet, cell phones, and language apps. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. And you hit on something really important, and that is to grow up. There's immaturity, so that our ways of interactions are not grown up. They're not mature. Things like narcissism and different type of behavior patterns, people not aware of what's going on, not participating in it. But then we want to add to all this problem with individual human beings and see how the system is being manipulated by people who are also human beings who also have evil intent. Propaganda from Russia, for example, and the manipulation of our electorate and then trying to divide our electorate.
They've been doing that since time began, you know. I mean, really. Yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, really. That if you're going to go back, you know, I mean... You know, I mean, come on. That's why everyone out there, get with the Friends Committee on National Legislation, FCNL, Friends Committee, nationallegislation.org, and develop unityonline.org, and develop FCNL.org, and get to the AGNT, it's a Global New Thought Ministries group online. They're working with a whole lot of different evolving consciousness groups and the World Parliament of Religions. So the real truth is we have to grow up spiritually on the planet. We really are in a spiritual emergency on the planet, individually and collectively. And if we're going to dissolve the hatred and get all the militaries, red, yellow, black, and white, to stand down and go green for the people, because they really do care about their family and communities, right?
Yes, sure. And
then prove it.
Yeah, so democracy is, the thing is, democracy is under attack. We're in a lot worse spot. And what I'm getting to, we're in a lot worse spot than people recognize. That not only are we dealing with individual human beings who aren't grown up and aren't willing, have no compassion or empathy for others, only of their own kind, and actually have some sadistic and violent desires and wishes that they act out collectively through their political activism and then experience that sadistic pleasure vicariously by the United States abusing, torturing, and killing people. But we also have people on the national stage who are trying to manipulate everything for their own benefit. And so we've got this propaganda that Russia was pushing about Ukraine being responsible for the election interference rather than Russia. And then we have President Trump just at best.
Yeah, but you have to go back. Listen up, you know, that I'm not going to go blaming other countries right now, because we have 883 military bases in 177 countries, okay? So I just don't want to go blame other countries. I'm right now, if we're going to blame, shame anyone, it's like we really need the Christians to unite with the Jewish people. And neveragainaction.org, neveragainaction.org, the Muslims, realmuslims, whiteislam.org, and we need the Hindus, we need the Baha'is, okay, and we really need the Tibetans, okay, we need the monks, okay, and the Buddhist monks too. We really need the major religions to unite quickly and stop the nonsense with legislation that can be used internationally, locally, and globally now, because we have internet, cell phones, and language apps, okay? And I'm trying to get people to understand the importance of community services, okay? This new WPA in the USA could start the ball really flying worldwide. So you have these new community, heart and soul-based community services. You give people a tiny house or apartment to live in. Hey, we have, you know, we have replicator machines. We have friggin', you know, 3D printer houses. I mean, there's hemp houses. There's so much work to do. Okay, so we really have to go to this level of heart and soul-based community services, HeartMath Institute, the science of it, how important it is for yourself, but also for others in it coming into your aura field, who you're attracting. So, and then you go to the soul level with soul parenting. You want to, go to real evolving consciousness, soul parenting groups and soul mates, twin flames, so that you have evolving relationships that have to do with evolving sexuality too. Like, hey, you know, you really want to be able to teach to children healing touch practitioner programs in real tantra, then, because there's just too much rape and abuse. Okay, it's insane. You know, it's ugly. It's nasty, and the repercussions just go on and on and on. You know, so we really have to wake up, grow up, and teach and train people how to help and heal and care for each other and go beyond these political divides. I am disgusted that our country is allowing the political perversion, you know, of right versus left at a level that is, it's really is divide, conquer, separate, and we're all being used. You know, we're being used. I mean,
That was the point I was trying to make. Not that I'm blaming Russia, but Putin is a source of propaganda, just as the establishment Democrats are a source of propaganda, just like Fox News is a source of propaganda. And so they're trying to divide us. And they're not. It's not just Russia trying to divide us. It's our own political system that's trying to divide us, and our own media that's trying to divide us. So we've got multiple layers of dysfunction that is, and right now, if we are seeing democracy being fought for in other countries in the world, Iraq, Hong Kong, all these movements are about democracy. It's all people going out in the street and unfortunately saying we've had it, they've gone through hell in their country, and we want to have a voice in our government. I mean, that's the minimum that they're demanding.
Yeah.
So, but what we don't realize is that the battle for democracy has come to our shores. It is not just in Iraq. It's not just in Hong Kong. It's here. And the
absolutely. But you don't fight it with guns. And you don't, like, that's Mother Teresa, remember? You know, I'm not anti-war. I am pro-peace. I'm trying to tell people they're going to rallies against, you know, fossil fuel degradation and that industry, right, destroying our water and our aquifer and then 165,000 leaking pipes. How insane. Anyway, it's like, hey, you go with, you go and you tell them, guess what? We have renewable energy job websites. Get on them. You know, focus on renewables, okay? Because we have them, and we have the technology. We just don't have the information out there. It's just like, you know, are you going to keep labeling and drugging children with psychiatric disorders at 2 years old and on up and not think that, you know, in all these vaccinations, that you're not priming them to take drugs, street drugs, and shoot up? I mean, you're teaching them in school. That's the way to go. I mean, you are. I mean, face it. So, and here we have medical hypnosis, already healing moderate to severe psychiatric disorders. So what's really going on here? You have to see who's running the major, major corporations. You know, I mean, really, we've got Big Pharma, we've got the penal industrial complex tied to Big Pharma and drug wars and the NRA for more drugs, more guns, right? They go together. And then you've got the military industrial complex. It has to go to love. I mean, and peace. Okay, so how do you do it? Well, you got to have individual peace to have world peace, right? Inner peace for world peace training. I mean, that's why I said, why don't we have body, mind, spirit healing expo centers in every freaking town, every community, open 24/7, where people go instead of jail, and they're held accountable in new ways. So like, hey, you know, all this is going to just get you more trouble and more dysfunction, more revenge, and more drug use or hurting other people, then they are going to come get you because that's all they know too. You know, get them work. They have to go to work and feel resonance. Like, oh, God, I would so love to take care of dogs and be a dog trainer and dog da da, you know. Okay, go do it. You know, pay them. You know, to do no harm, be compassionate. You know, I mean, it's like there's Energy Institute, Healing Institutes now, Healing TVs, programs, voiceofamerica2.org or .com, look it up, Voice of America. And then we've got, what's the other one? HeyHouseRadio.com, you know, come on. You know, all the I Can Do It programs worldwide. And, you know, then we have, Dr. Shaw's international programming too, the Tao, the, you know, soul, he calls it all these different soul workers and soul news magazines, spirituality and health. I mean, you know, I mean, they've got, the spiritual groups, green groups, caring activist groups, and the churches each unite.
Yes, I
hear an echo there.
Oh, yes. So basically, I wanted to get this out before the end of the show that when our democracy, when the president is above the law, that's incompatible with democracy. The threat right now is a president who has tried to undermine our democracy, not once, but at least twice, who is acting with impunity and violating the law and not obeying court orders and obstructing Congress and obstructing justice. Democracy, the fight for democracy has come to our shores, and we are on the verge of losing it. And that's what impeachment is about. We are in this impeachment fight not because for political reasons or for any other reason, but that Trump has threatened our very democratic institutions. And so if we want to fight for democracy or defend our democracy, we need to be willing to defend the Constitution. And it's so important to defend the Constitution because that's when we don't, bad things happen. So one thing that they're doing right now is that on the evening before Trump is impeached, we don't know when that is. They think it's probably not going to be this or next week, but the week after, they want people to go out into the streets and show support for our representatives who are standing up and defending the Constitution, even in the face of the fact that we may not prevail in the Senate, but that doesn't take away the duty to defend. It's important. The purpose of impeachment is to defend the Constitution, and the duty to defend doesn't depend on whether we're going to win or not. Just because we may lose, we don't really have control over that, doesn't take away our duty to defend. So we want people coming out in the street. You can go to impeach.org and find, they're called the No One is Above the Law events. And the rapid response events, I'm doing one in Orange County and the city of Orange, and people are going to come out dressed in Christmas. If they want to wear Christmas attire, I'm trying to write some impeachment carols that we can sing. There's going to be one at City Hall in Los Angeles, and they're going to be all over the country, and you can even do one yourself. But get out there on the streets, show support. We need to give Adam Schiff a big send-off when he goes to try that in court. And this is the type of activism we need, because our democracy is threatened. And if we don't stand up to this president, we're likely to lose not only the election, but also our very democracy, because he's been pushing the edges of his power. And if he wins the election, I don't know if we will end up having a democracy. There's a show by Rick Steves on PBS and other shows. It's easy for a country for democracy to fail. And our democracy is on the verge of failure. And that's what it means that we are in an impeachment situation right now. It's not just a rogue president who's going to go away if he gets unelected or if he loses the election. It's a person who is trying to undermine the very foundations of our democratic government. And that's a huge threat. And we need to be out there supporting him, supporting our representatives. So I wanted to make sure that people knew about that event and where they can find information. Impeach.org.
And Impeachment University, everyone, they have pretty much weekly or biweekly programs, too, to get involved with, so that we bring in our real constitution, our real, you know, divine government legislation possibilities and programs, that we, the people, can actually reorientate the financing and the banking. Go to Trillionaires Club documentary. Really check out Trillionaires Club documentary so you understand the plutocracy, corporatocracy that's been running the planet and, you know, for eons, and it's really inappropriate, hurtful, and it's destroying the planet and people and democracy, but homes too, and individuals' lives, and then it goes out from there. So we have a lot of healing to do, everyone, and it's the holidays here. We're just about out of time. So, Rich, give them all your contact info.
Okay, so I have a blog at Modern Lectionaries, and that's spelled just like it sounds, .blogspot.com. You have Bible Study for Progressives, which you can find on iTunes and Stitcher and all those places. And then I also write for LAProgressive.com, and that's where I've been doing most of my writing on impeachment. And I've recently published an article, The Purpose of Impeachment is to Defend the Constitution. It's a sobering article, and then you can also find some of my other articles there. And that's basically how you can contact me and look me up. Rich Procida, P-R-O. CIDA.
And did you have a number, phone number too, for contact or not at this time?
Well, yeah, sure. You can give me a call, 562-665-3317, and I'd love to talk to you and see how
say that again, please.
562-665-3317.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Rich Procida. Constitutional lawyer, you guys. Bible Studies for Progressives. We really need to come together. It's time for resurrection of the true Christ consciousness, compassion, caring, sharing, loving one another, jobs, instead of all the drugging, jailing, killing, and poisoning of our Mother Earth and each other. So thank you so much. Let's get into the Christmas spirit. Holy, holy, loving, caring, sharing holiday season with, divine legislation, projects and programs. And the Quakers seem, ready to help more than ever. So they've got, again, a shout out, fcnl.org. It's Friends Committee on National Legislation.org. And peace, Jesus was a peacemaker, Inner Peace for World Peace Training. So that's also, too, why we really want to get into all these beautiful body, mind, spirit healing centers and go beyond race, religion, gender with the legislation for heart and soul community services. So new jobs for everyone that can resonate, and they have health care so they can move around to all the different jobs that are loving, caring, sharing, that resonate with them. So, and we can do it because we have so much other iSpy gear and the technology now, that all the thought forms of dark programs and weaponry can be hacked. So by more dark or more just more evil thought forms. So let's go to love. Let's go to enlightenment. Let's go to seeing and feeling energies that are evil or coming from darkness and help them heal or dispel them. So that's really what the Lightworkers programs and these light centers or these healing art transformation service centers are about, and the Heart and Soul Community Services. We really need them to be focused on so we grow them and grow people's, opening to their chakra system, third eye, so they can really see, have critical thinking and mindfulness programs and evolving consciousness levels that are way beyond AI, and they're beautiful and they're caring and they're from the divine Holy Spirit realm. So we grow the really divine higher realms of a Christ consciousness or God within each one, the real pledge of allegiance to the flag worldwide. One nation under God, to one world under God. Blessings, everyone. And we're going to go out with Shine Your Light, because that's about Patti Becker and her song from her album Carry Me Away, and it's called Shine, so that everyone learns how to actually let go, work with Source, their divine higher soul, all love and light, dimensional, intergalactic, loving, caring, sharing, compassionate, gratitude, forgiveness, realms of thought forms and creativity. All right, everyone, heaven on earth, hope. Let's give everyone hope for new jobs. Hope is heaven on planet earth, with the Christmas season and holidays. Blessings, everyone. Thank you so much for taking time to listen to Lynn, Mystic Healer, and Spiritual Emergency Training. Yeah, it's time for enlightenment, peace, joy, harmony, and cooperation amongst our species. Thank you. Bye now.
My God stands beside me in everything I do. My God lives inside me and loves me through and through. And if the whole world knew how much God loves them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk with our brothers. We would walk with the divine. We could start right now if we're not afraid to shine. If the whole world knew that God surrounds them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk with our brothers. We would walk with the same power that flows through you. What a difference.